Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in the metaphysics of the world in which we live. And this has been a tricky week. We'll talk about all the things that we're seeing in Europe and the troubles in the Ukraine from the astrological perspective. But first, I want to give honor to a teacher of mine who died last Friday, Ellen Okin, whose Complete Astrologer was probably a book that many young astrologers cut their teeth upon way back in the day. He was the original astrologer for the musical Hair on Broadway. He wrote some of the earliest great books on astrology, did the fascinating work on derived houses, and then went on to study esoteric astrology, the many rays. He was a specialist in that. The last 5 years or so, he's been living in Indonesia and teaching in China astrology to the Chinese, who have invited him over and included him in the process. And it was such a powerful story, his process. He died of COVID, and it was I think I see Mark Woltz coming in, and I hear Ann Ortley. Is that Ann and Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Are you there? And Ann, are you also there? This is Heather Rowan Robbins. This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana, and I'm joined by my wonderful companions, Mark Woltz. Are you there?
Okay, here we are.
Mm-hmm. And is Ann Ortley on?
Not yet.
Okay. It's interesting that I think she's got her charge posted there. I'll turn that off until then. We were just talking about Mark to Ellen Okin's death last Friday.
Oh, I didn't hear.
You didn't hear that. Ellen Okin had COVID for the last 3 weeks. And as the sun conjunct Jupiter, exactly at 14 degrees of Pisces, right on Ellen Okin's Venus at 14 degrees of Pisces, he died. And it, you know, what a sad turning point, but he was healthy 3 weeks before. And last weekend was the last exact pass of the Venus-Pluto conjunction, the third one we've had in a row. Do we see here, Ann? Is that Ann?
Yeah, I don't know my phone number here. Sounds really stupid. But I have a phone, like a house phone, but I never call myself, so I don't know what the number is. So I couldn't find it in the queue. It's that kind of day, I tell you. I hung up and came in on my cell phone instead. So you can recognize it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Wonderful to see you.
Thank you. It's a Mercury-Saturn kind of thing. Like, I don't even know what my number is, you know. It's just so bizarre, but I probably should write it down one of these days, you know.
Well, the sun is coming to conjunct Neptune, and it's getting pretty fuzzy at the moment. We were talking about Ellen Okin's death last Friday. And that he died an astrologer's death, I would say, as sun conjunct Jupiter. Is often what you see in death charts when there's been a burden. And he was very sick for 3 weeks with COVID and then was liberated. That Sun-Jupiter conjunction on his Venus. And there's been such an outpouring of love for him because he was a mentor to so many over the years and a compatriot and friend.
And you worked with him a lot, right, Heather?
Yeah. I worked with him a lot. And he loaned me his house for our wedding reception.
It was
great. Great house to have belly dancers and people. And his, he was a good house for a party. But he also, you know, he was very generous with to young astrologers and up-and-coming astrologers. He would take his space. It's not like he was going to get small for you, but he would be happy if you did too. You know, he was mm-hmm. a big personality. And so it was as the Venus-Mars-Pluto exact conjunct, you know, which is often you get a symbolic loss or a loss of a famous person. And I've heard amongst my clients 10 deaths last week. Mm-hmm. And most of them were, you know, expected and long-term deaths, but 10 deaths. And as the liberating Sun-Jupiter conjunction with Venus-Mars and Pluto conjunct. There's also, it was the absolute end of the last, they said, the termination event of the last cycle of solar flares, which has been cooking since 2008 and never quite took off. And this new cycle of solar flares, which began a few years ago, they've had an overlap between the two cycles, is expected to be a doozy. It's kind of already cooking. So the minute the solar flares started up, Putin started to invade the Ukraine. And because the solar flares act like volume control on history and turning up the excitement level. So that's what I've seen this week. What have you seen, Anne?
Well, the Mars-Pluto and the Venus-Pluto and the Vesta-Pluto, all last time Mars mm-hmm. was there on Pluto was when COVID came in, March of mm-hmm. last, you know, 2020. And then, of course, mm-hmm. Venus and Pluto meeting up for the second time in a week. 2 weeks or so,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the next time they meet up is February of 2024. So it's all these really intense new cycles. Come here, Remo. I hear you, honey. All these really intense new cycles starting, which, you know, when we have conjunctions, that's a beginning. It also marks the end of a phase in a cycle, but begins a new one. And then, of course, Venus and Mars meeting up at zero Aquarius. That's the degree of the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in December of 2020, which we all last year were kind of figuring out, okay, what am I going to do for the next 20 years? And now as Mars and Venus hit that point, the
mm-hmm.
personal planets are coming in to say, okay, let's roll out the plans. Let's roll it out. So where people were feeling pretty blocked the last couple weeks as Mars and Venus were pulling into the conjunction, now it's got that sense of, oh, I've been set free on some level, and I'm feeling like things can move forward at last. And, of course, both Mars and Venus changing from Earth and rock into air signs makes the energy lighter. So I'm looking forward to that shift in lightness because I know last weekend it was just feeling really heavy, and then when they shifted
mm-hmm.
into air,
mm-hmm.
it just feels like you can do more, you want to do more.
Mm-hmm.
On some level. So that I'm mm-hmm. finding that optimistic, but also that new, you know, initiating that 20-year cycle with personal planets. And, of course, next year Pluto's going to get it with when he goes into zero Aquarius. So, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
a real marker of changing. And, of course, we're shifting from the great cycle of Jupiter and Saturn meets for
mm-hmm.
200 years in an element, and they're shifting into air for 200 years. So it's definitely... You know, we're seeing community, we're seeing all sorts of connections and people connecting and relating and
mm-hmm.
a lot of dialogue.
Yeah,
so I think it's
an
interesting energy. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon, you know, the Aquarian lineup is, I think, supporting a really global response to what's happening in the Ukraine. What worries
mm-hmm.
me a little bit about Pluto going into Aquarius is that we have a, you know, there is a real return to the strong-armed communist countries. You know,
mm-hmm.
China is backing Russia because it's looking at Taiwan and trying to collect back in all the countries that broke away from them when the Soviet Union dissolved and when China lost Taiwan. And I think this... I'm just looking at that as Pluto goes into Aquarius. you know, really looking at how, what's the gift end of the demos of the people working together, and what's the dangerous end of the demos working together.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we'll, you know, how do we both encourage the support for all sentient beings and the working together and the the rights of the individual, which
right,
are Aquarius on a good
time
day
Pluto
takes care of both of them. Mm-hmm.
Right. But, yeah, last time Pluto was in Aquarius was the French Revolution, the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. You know, we're,
right,
you know, it's a revolutionary time where we're going to overthrow
fair
Aquarian for community, the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Pluto in mm-hmm. Capricorn says, you know, the despots get more controlling. And then we know once Pluto goes through a sign, Capricorn rules government and
yep
businesses. He changes them, you know. So we, mm-hmm. you know, we see the
mm-hmm.
we see the impact, but we don't know what it's going to be until he gets a little bit into Aquarius. But just remember, 250 years ago was the French and the American Revolutions. A lot of changes in terms of the role of kings and the role of, you know, people's right to rule you. So
mm-hmm.
it's an interesting time. Mark, what are you seeing?
Yeah, the shift to Aquarius is definitely noticeable. And it feels like ideas are more important again. Under Capricorn,
mm-hmm.
it's not so much ideas and new ideas, but adhering to established ways of thinking. And so I think we're going to see a lot of breakthrough thought, which we need because the planet is in trouble. And we can't keep
uh-huh.
doing things the way we have been or thinking the way we have been. So we're seeing, it's been coming in for a while, but I think it'll go even bigger. Like a lot of schemes for cleaning up the ocean of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different
mm-hmm.
schemes have been
mm-hmm.
come up with and tried, and they work. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing is, I think, going to really be important.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy is there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, and I agree, I'm thinking if the whole European community and the whole world community can get together to boycott Russia, we can get together to work on climate change. And
right.
but we wouldn't
mm-hmm.
have chosen to do so, you know, maybe just seeing that we can work together is a good start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Yeah, the collaboration is possible. And also just watching, you know, as we watched while we're waiting, you know, we're not doing that because our allies aren't there yet. Oh, our allies are there, so now we're going to do it. It's really the respect for everybody weighing in and having their opinion counting, which I think is also very Aquarian.
It's very Aquarian, yeah.
Yeah, very Aquarian. Everybody gets a vote. You know, it's not just these people because they have more power than those people. So that I'm optimistic. And, of course, you know, it Pluto into Aquarius, whenever it leaves, it takes it a little while to get out of Capricorn. But we're going from earth to air, which is really, you know, very, very different energies, you know, because he's got this rebellious component also with Aquarius. So I think we're seeing that a little bit too. Like, well, you can't tell me what to do. You know, we're seeing it with the people reacting to the government, to the mandates, to the, you know, that's another form of the Pluto. You can't tell me. You can't make me, you know. And then on the other hand, the controlling energy, you know, well, let's ban books and let's ban Don't Say Gay in Florida. And, you know, it's interesting because the control, and then as we're watching, you know, what's going on in Russia where they're shutting down Facebook and Twitter, and I'm going, okay, so all the stuff that was misinformation that we got, you know, when Russia was trying to affect the election with Trump, you can see how easy it is, you know, how easy it is to change. And so hopefully that brings awareness, too, that people can look at it and go, okay, I get it, you know. So I'm very, very saddened on one level, but also very optimistic. I kind of bounce between the Capricorn planets
mm-hmm.
and the Pisces planets. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully with the guys moving into Aquarius, it'll feel a little more balanced. So,
yeah.
So it is interesting times we live in, indeed. We're also, I mean, I always keep saying to people, we're sitting on the edge of history. They're going to be writing history books about all this stuff, you know, it's
this turning point, this year, that the whole starting with the pandemic on, you were turning what a turning point in history, and we are not sure which way it's turning or how it's creating. But I think that, you know, well, the gift of all these Aquarian planets is that everybody is looking at the big picture and they're sort of getting out of their navel. Suddenly the truckers complaining about vaccines just don't look that important. And we're kind of reorganizing our, you know, our desire. And I see some of the protests about the vaccine and the mask mandates as more like we're feeling this restlessness to change the world, but no one agrees on what needs to be changed. But now that this is kicking back in and this political question is up, you know, it's, I also am watching people forget to talk to their neighbors and find out how their spouse is doing. That Aquarius farsightedness can be wonderful. How do we make sure that we also, you know, we keep our eye on it, we stay involved, and we see how our beloveds are doing and how to de-stress. You know, increasing our stress in the moment doesn't help the people in Russia, in Ukraine. You know, it's like, how do we take care of ourselves and stay involved? It would be my my push.
Right. Yeah. Interesting times. Yeah. So as we go, also, we had that new moon in Pisces, and, you know, this beginning of the week has got easy moon aspects. When we get to the weekend, you know, the moon is going to be, it's now going to be opposite all the Capricorn, you know, it's been a bundled chart for a while, but the moon is now going to be opposite the Capricorn and then going to be opposite all the Aquarian planets. So we're really going to have emotional dialogues or conversations with that moon in Leo. And then as he goes into Virgo and he's opposite the Pisces sun and goes towards that full moon. Now, that full moon, the one that we have in the 18th, is also back to the conjunction that we had in September of 2020, and that was when I was just getting over COVID in my world. And then the next one was the following May, the Gemini moon. So now we're at the full moon of Virgo Pisces, and then the closing aspect will be the Sag moon that we have in December. So, you know, so this is a bigger cycle. So people thinking back, if you're thinking, oh, yeah, what was going on, you know, with COVID or what was going on in your life in, you know, September timeframe of 2020, that story is up for you to work with now on a different level. So it's all part of a process, you know. It's the evolution of our soul.
It is.
So, yeah.
Well, should we pick a few callers and see how we can apply this to their individual lives?
Yeah. Sure, that sounds like a plan.
Okay. Hello, area code 530307. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my birthday is June 26, 1959. I was born in Los Angeles, California at 8:18 p.m.
Thank you. And what is your question?
So I just got out of the hospital 3 weeks ago after being in there for a couple of months. And I would like to see what my rebuilding is like and trying to get back to work and get back to life and just see what's coming up for me.
How long were you in the hospital?
2 months.
Honey.
I lost 25 pounds, and I lost a lot of weight, and I'm just trying to rebuild and get back to life again.
Pluto is no longer sextiling your moon, which was an exact sextile while you were in the hospital. And, you know, even a kiss from Pluto, we say even, you know, a sextile is a nice aspect, but it's a kiss from the Lord of Death and Rebirth. And can ask you to kind of look at everything with new eyes. So I'm glad that's off. It looks like about 2 months ago, your progressed moon is in Cancer and going to conjunct your sun in Cancer in your house of health. So something really about looking at your health habits and needing to kind of keep an eye on your disciplines, that you really nurture and nourish yourself at a very deep level. Pluto is also opposed to your Mercury 3 or 4 times this year, so your moods are going to need to be important. And to kind of keep an eye on your moods that you can move in a good direction. There's a lot else going on. What are you seeing, Anne?
I missed the birth date. I got 8:18 p.m. Los Angeles, but I missed the date. What was the date?
June 26, 1959.
Hang on. I called in on this thing and didn't set up the speaker. So when I went to type, I was like, ooh, wait. that kind of day. June 26, 1959. Okay, cool. And the rest was right, 8:18 p.m. in L.A., right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's Sun Saturn also with Pluto rolling through your first, you know, forming a hard aspect to Vesta. You know, you were, and in conjunct to your Vesta is really working in the home and hearth, you know, of living in a space. The Pisces moon is better now, a little happier. So that'll help. And then in terms of rebuilding, the good news is your progress moon comes to your sun in two months, and that's going to really give you a whole burst of energy. That will be the most important, because the moon is the co-ruler of your body. The health is vitality is the ascendant, the first house, and health is the sixth house. So your Mercury is afflicted, right? You have a moon in Mercury in Cancer, so it rolls with the change of the moon. And so when the moon went into Cancer 2 months ago, that's when your progressed moon went into Cancer. So this also is going to echo what was going on for you back in 1994, what was happening then around your health and your work. Because your chart does get very impacted because Mercury rules your health house. I mean, the good news is you're through it. The bad news is you've got two passes of Mercury over your Pluto, you know, that you're going to work with this year in bringing yourself back. But the good news is you are a Virgo Pluto, and the Virgo Pluto, the sun is past that. So this, you know, essentially a near-death experience, you're on the other side of it. So that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, you progressed
on
past
helpful.
Pluto. That was last year. That was exact. And that was a tough year.
So,
you're still going to be thinking about it this year.
I'm going to be what?
Go ahead.
It was actually COVID that I had, and I almost died, and then and then I got an abscess on my lung, right after that.
Oh,
so,
honey. Yeah, Neptune,
so,
your moon. We said we just lost a friend, the astrologer, to COVID, and it is not. You know, all of us have survived it and made it out the other side, but it is a doozy. And I want you to remember that they find that it affects our moods for at least 6 months. And you're a moody person. And your that moon that what Pluto was sextiling is in your third house of breathing and respiratory system.
Right.
Pluto was opposed to your Mercury, the house of which rules the respiratory system. You had a progressed Sun-Pluto conjunction. I had a Moon-Pluto conjunction when I came down with COVID 2 years ago. And 2 years ago next week. And it was you're really coming out of those aspects, but it's going to be a slow, deep nurturing that you need to do. You know, really give yourself the time, but keep pushing yourself ever so gently to expand your breathing practices, expand your lungs, re-energize your mind, retrain your smell, and, you know, let yourself nurture. One of the aspects that come into helpful is Uranus is coming to square. You have a Mars-Uranus conjunction natally. You got a lot of oomph. You got a lot of energy in there. You got a sparky resistance. You know, a very sensitive personality and a sparky resistance. And this Uranus is squaring that. It's going to be sort of activating your immune system and helping you rebel against the weakness. You want to make sure that you do it gently, not like throw yourself in one direction, then throw yourself back in the other, but keep working on building that energy up. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you're going to want to use the breathing talk. And, but also, Heather mentioned working with the breathing, and that is really key for you if you're Mercury in charge of the health. And Mercury, luckily, is tied into a grand trine with the moon and Jupiter for you. So that brings a lot of protection. Protection without having to do anything in a way. So, you know, so something was breathing for you, but now you're going to gradually begin to be more conscious of your breathing and that you're the one who's taking the breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on a ventilator for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've got some scar tissue in my lungs.
Yeah,
you got what?
I went on.
A scar tissue in my lungs from the from having the ventilator.
Yeah.
I read, I went to, on Google, if you go to the 5 Shaolin breathing exercises, there's a funny monk, you know, guy standing in front of a river in a boat, but he teaches 5 really wonderful breathing exercises that I found incredibly helpful after COVID. So I highly recommend trying those. And your work, if, you know, what was the nature of your work? You said you want to get back to work, and I would say, how do you do that very gently to yourself?
Which is well, I was a personal trainer, and I have my own studio. And but I can be gentle with that because I don't have to do the exercises all day.
Okay.
I can go in and just, you know, go in slowly and see where I'm at with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you may find that you look at the kind of the breathing exercises and the exercises and the training that you need to slowly bring yourself back online and be able to put that out there. Maybe work with, you know, respiratory therapist to put together a program and a physical therapist to put together a program. And then put it out there is, you know, post-COVID support.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of people recovering from it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
so far, and I have a whole new understanding because at first I couldn't even stand up or do anything. And now, then, you know, I could walk a few steps and now I'm walking without my walker.
I'm
but
so proud of you.
It is slow. It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, I've just been home for 3 weeks and I am being patient. I just kind of wanted to see what my outlook was going to be like for, if you could see how, you know, astrologically how long it was going to be before I could get back to work.
I'd say at least
2 months, and then 6 months you feel better. Your progress moon is at the, you know, kind of think of your progress moon as it's coming into your sun in the health house. That is a that's rolling in there. So when it gets there, that's like filling up with gas. So when that happens, you're, you know, between now and then, you're going to feel like, gee, you know, my gas is a little low. So it gets there May 23rd, and then it gets out of your sixth house of health and into the seventh where you're back and rolling. That's in September. So, you know, you're looking at a bit of a time. Yeah.
There's, you know, there's over 55 million people in America that have recovered from COVID. So you have a big audience out there if you decide to take notes and know what works for you. We're at the end.
So,
we have to say goodbye. Good luck.
Saying that in two months from now, like it looks like you could get back to work, but by September I'll be fully rolling.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that you're going to spend the whole year working on your breathing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'll come and go, but the trajectory looks good.
All right.
And I would maybe add swimming to it because that can help a bit with your chart.
Water
I don't
so
know if you swim.
You.
Yeah. Because you've got the grand trine in water, and that'll really help support the lungs too. So.
Okay.
As part of your rehab. Yeah. Mark, what do you think about the rehab? Because you do the
definitely.
We have 10
really
seconds left.
Okay. So automatically you're breathing when you're coming. It's very rhythmic.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Anne?
Dan Ortley at the turquoise desk. Actually, somebody pointed out to me it's Tiffany Blue Desk. At the Tiffany Blue Desk in Boca Ciega Bay.
And Mark?
Okay. And Mark Wolf.
Wonderful.
Have a great week, guys.
See you all next week. Gentle on yourselves.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.